on Wolf Spirit Radio, No Borders Radio, and everbeyond.info. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond, 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 beyond. Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning. It is August. Wow, August already. Zipping by. Okay, it's August the 10th. Wow, I was going to say August the 9th. That is August the 10th. Sunday, August the 10th. Full moon in Aquarius, I believe. Interesting, is it was intensely sort of conversational kind of full moon. Very mental kind of images and things. What else is going on? Well, the usual end of the world kind of stuff. Anyway, just it's a full moon, right? Okay, what's going on? Yeah, we're very live here. Thank you very much for attending here. Hello, this is Ever Beyond on Wolf Spirit Radio. Wolf Spirit Radio is now under my careful supervision. I'm gradually taking up the slack on various things. The subscriptions and archives are working and in full swing. If anybody's got any problems, you can send now. There's a new email at wolfspiritradio@wolfspiritradio.com, which is the one. It'll be connected to my cell phone, so you'll be able to connect with me directly on that. But we are assembling a team. That team will be handling most of the day-to-day running. I basically don't want to work hard, as you know, any harder than I have been. I've been doing a one day a week, and it's a day of intensive radio shows, one after the other. As it is, it's Sunday. It's the alternative Sunday service here on Wolf Spirit Radio, Ever Beyond Radio, and let's see if No Borders Radio. Well, they'll have me, I think. Yeah, I got a bit. Concerned with some spamming. No, I'm not on that. Oh, well, not on No Borders yet. I'll have a look later and see if that ends. Right. Fighting was going in tin, right? Well, there's no fighting in here. It's all very nice. Everybody's fine, I think. I don't think anybody's sitting, wandering, rolling around drunk and insulting people. let me know. I do want to try out the new phone numbers. I've spent a few days organizing things in the background. We've got a new Skype number, and along with the new Skype number, in fact, we've got two new Skype numbers, and I've got one in Britain and one in the States, and I've got some nice numbers. I was able to choose some nice numbers from Skype. So one of the numbers, if you want to call in, if you're on Skype, you just call Wolf Spirit Radio on Skype. Yeah, that's all you have to do. Wolf Spirit Radio, boom, and you're in. If you are on a telephone and you're in the United States or Canada, you can call, get this, that's a great number, 775-773-3431. How hard is that to remember? 775-773-3431. Wow, how easy is that? You couldn't get any easier, or could you? Well, our new British number is, if you're calling from the UK, it's in Glasgow, it's 0141 359 4141. That's 0141 359 4141. Excellent numbers. So we've been helped here. So we've got some very easy ways you can get here. You can connect to us. Okay, so what's going on? Yeah, so is there a fight going on here? There we go, Bright Eyes, thank you very much. 1-775-773-3431. Yes, we'll have to figure out, in the same way that Revolution Radio, if you type in the word number into their chat room, Hammerhead, which is a semi-automated bot, it's a person as well, Hammerhead will tell you the number, but we don't have that on Wolf Spirit, I don't think. Let me just try that. People are going to wonder why. Yeah, I type in number and nothing happens. It's either Hal or Hammerhead. If one of you guys can find out how to do that, that would be awesome. I need an IRC expert. I need somebody to... I have someone in mind. they don't know yet, so I'm not going to say. That's right. 1-3-4-3-5-9-4-1-4-1. That's right. Or Wolf Spirit Radio. Or Wolf Spirit Radio on Skype. How hard can you... You can't make it much easier. Yeah, really can't make it much easier. So, yes, the ability to have rational discussions and exchanges. So, who's what's going on? Let's have a quick look back here. Okay. I have no idea. Why is everybody sticking out number? Yeah, see, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. But if you did that on Revolution Radio's chat room, you'd get the call-in numbers. So I want that to happen on Wolf Spirit. Lots of rules and no mercy. Yeah, that's right. Very good, Hal. You toaster. You're just a toaster, sarcastic toaster. Imagine having a sarcastic toaster like that. Imagine waking up in the morning and everything that is in your kitchen that was automated had a personality like Hal. As interactive info cow body. So yeah, concentrate and ask again. So where are we? I'm kind of going over a few of the things that have happened. By now, most of you will have heard that Dave Corso, our dear friend and fellow founder, passed away, left his body, but really hasn't left us. So, last week I had a show with Mary Traeger, and she had a she was going to channel the Pleiadians. You know, it wasn't like she was just coming on as a regular medium, if that's what's called. Regular size. Anyway, we have, and I was just expecting her, to just be channeling some Pleiadians and have a nice little time of it and blah, blah, blah. But what it turns out is that in the meantime, Dave had started connecting through her, and during the week, she received a couple of messages which were very, very interesting. She didn't know Dave. She was one of my guests. She wasn't even a guest. She was a client who came through the through my Ray readings. I must have done something, because after that she started getting more and more psychic, more and more able to be very clear. She has an amazing clarity, Mary. I don't know if I played the show a few times in the last week, if you've managed to catch it or catch the downloads available in the archive area. You find that she has so much clarity, one of the most clear clairvoyants and mediums that I've spoken to in a long time. So It seemed that Dave has not gone away. Now, those who are concerned about these things, there was a ceremonial yesterday, and Chemjar hasn't woken up yet. Let's put it that way. So we'll see if we can maybe get a bit of a report from Chemjar, who has been a close friend of Dave's for many years, and was a real help for him. I think we really need to give him some kudos for that. I don't know if he's actually listening, but when he comes online, he's either Sanobim or Chemjar, he's been working away in the back. He's not a kind of forefront kind of guy, but he's been working away in the back and really helping Dave, and especially through his last days, and helped him get to the hospital. And it wasn't nice. It wasn't a pleasant job. It wasn't a particularly happy time for him. But it's all over now. Dave has moved on, and we need to be able to respect that, and also respect his family. People are sending all sorts of things. We have created a memorial page. If only I knew where it was. We will put it up on the site, and people will be able to put their memorials in there. We're going to... we've had a couple of testimonials, a couple of videos made by people about Dave. We'll be adding them to the page. Knight and Warbeck, who's our Saturday host, posted this beautiful video, a real heartfelt video. Really poignant, brings tears to your eyes. Oh, wow. I'm just reading Dolly's post. Oh, wow. Yeah, exclamated. there was exclamations going on. Yeah. Oh, bless. Wow. No, just childish behavior. So we're still in a bit of process. I mean, the website is made with Joomla, which is hideously complex. And there are things that I've only just discovered today. For instance, the postal address has had Dave's postal address on it, and I've got to change it. But it wasn't in an obvious place, so I haven't managed to figure it out yet, because in the last half hour I've been trying to change the details in it. It kept on throwing me out every time I changed it. So... do please come on, call me. I want to find out if this thing works. I want to see if this whole, because what I did is I got a Perump number, that's the 775-773-3431, and I got that number, and that was attached to a email which was attached to a Skype account that was kind of dormant, really, because it was Wolf Spirit, there were two typos in it, and he just couldn't use it. But what Skype is like is once you've got an email attached to an account, you can't change the account. So I've gone with that, but basically that simply is a physical number, a landline number to call into the States, that then piggybacks onto my second Skype number, which I got with a number in Britain, either way they'll come to whoever's doing the production, whoever's producing on the show, so there's a kind of daisy chain across the world and back again, that's how we get through. But on Skype you can always get through. 0141-359-4141. Go on, try. Somebody in Britain. I know you. I know there's somebody in Britain. I'm looking at you, honey. Yeah, it's full moon, and apparently, if you have hairs on your palms, it's the first sign of madness. And of course, the second sign of madness is searching for hairs on your palm. Anyway, so a little jest there. I think I got away with it. Aquarius full moon. It's quite spingly and sparkly. Now, where are we? Full moon Perseids. Okay, yeah, tonight supposed to be the biggest display of meteors throughout the year. And guess what? Here in Scotland, yeah, guess what? Guess what? It's raining. It's been raining all day. It's been raining all night. So we're probably not going to get to see the Perseids. Now, if you can find a star map... by the way, yeah, free software. If you go to stellarium.org, S-T-E-L-L-A-R-I-U-M, Stellarium, like aquarium, but Stellarium, then you can download software. There we go. We have a call. Hang on, let's see if I can get my mice to work. Yeah. Okay, can you turn off your radio, please?
Oh, yes.
There we go.
There we go.
Oh, it's quiet now. Hello, who's that?
This Richard.
Old ones. Hello, old ones. How are you?
Yeah, I was just trying to see if it worked.
Yeah, it certainly does. Yeah. You're coming in as unknown. Have you got caller ID disabled on yours?
I just have a Skype account. I don't have a number. So.
All right, so it's coming in as Skype. All right, yeah. So are you calling the telephone number through Skype, or are you calling Wolf Spirit Radio on Skype?
The telephone number.
Ah, right. Okay, so yeah. So it's going out from your Skype, going out into the telephone network, coming back on the telephone network, going into Skype, then relaying to my Skype, and then relaying to here. Not bad, right. Actually. Not bad quality. So that tells me... that the telephone link is working, the landline.
So I'll try the other one too.
Yeah, give us a call. Just call in on Wolf Spirit Radio. Let's see if that works.
See if it's okay. Yeah. I'll hang up and try the other one.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Richard.
You bet.
Well, there we go. We have telephone call-ins. Excellent. Okay, so what's we got? Oregano, yes, got oregano, fresh oregano. It's lovely. Oregano makes a really nice tea. Indeed, yes, as Wolf Baby is saying, you put in a couple of twigs, and I actually added a sprig of mint in there to give a nice flavour, and then, of course, some honey. Oh, man, I'm yawning, sorry. I mute the yawn so that everybody doesn't yawn along with me, because you know that. Have you ever looked at a cat and then opened your mouth wide like you're yawning? You make the cat yawn. And he hates you for it. It's great. You can see that. Oh, you made me do something. Oh, yeah. So, there's a lot of people ill. You're probably aware, Katie, co-host on the previous show, has had a fever today, so I have no idea what is going on. I don't know if the chemtrails have been turned up extra strong, they got a sort of really potent mix these days or something like that. So I actually have to go and get myself some coffee or something like that before I fall asleep on this. I'm going to put a little tune on, and let's have some Boston, I'll be back in a little while. Hang on. Yes, Boston, more than a feeling. I'm so tired, so sleepy, and so I've just gone and get myself another cup of tea. Nice warm cup of British tea sitting on the stove, very nice. So it's a kind of a bit of a kind of roundup show that I wanted to give today, to kind of get everybody, up to speed on everything. I am in the process of training up more producers. We've had a couple of guys. We've got three guys and one gal. Currently the one gal is is sitting in the chat room with bronchitis. So we'll wait for her to get better and to pace herself. Yes. yes. And it yeah, or we'll talk about that in a minute, the webinar. So we've been doing some work to as I said, I've done the telephone numbers. We're creating a fallback stream, which means if there's no producers who are currently broadcasting, then it reverts to that stream rather than somebody having to hold the stream all the time, which is what's been happening on Wolf Spirit Radio for the last 3 years, really, which is to have a stream that is constantly being fed from one, you know, somebody's personal base. So we're going around a kind of another octave, coming up to another octave in the spiral. Once we've got more producers online, and well, what's happening is the show after me here will have the production of Gary Warder, one of the Earthmind Think Tank group, and they're setting up their own radio station, and that's Universal Mind Radio. We created it this week together. I helped him put his system together. He's got a mixing desk and the Skype and and we've gotten to the place where he can broadcast a Skype stream, include his own voice. You know, that's the tricky bit. And also to broadcast that and record it. So that's new producer number one. That's Gary Warder. He'll be doing the Earthmind Think Tank broadcast, the Frank Jordan broadcast. So basically, they're like a kind of round table. It's more of a kind of a lead round table by Frank. But as you know, that's the. That's a situation. He's always on after my show, so you should be pretty familiar with Frank Jordan. Lost your sound. No? Really? I'm still speaking. So, who's lost your sound? Maybe you're... can somebody help Old Rod? He's probably turned his volume down from using the Skype or the phone. Do call in on 775-773-3431. Oh, what a lovely number, just rolls off the tongue. It does, it just rolls off the tongue. 775-773-3431. Oh, look, hello. my mouse has stopped working. How interesting. Oh, no, it hasn't. There it is. There it is, yeah. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. So, just got a message from Mary from last week. That's lovely. That's great. You can call on those numbers and speak to me. Speak to me only with thine eyes. Actually, speak to me with your mouth, because I wouldn't be able to hear you if you're trying to speak to me with your eyes. Not over the phone. Maybe over a Skype video, but I don't know if I've got the bandwidth. Anyway, long story. So, where were we? Cold remedies, right? My favorite cold remedy. Since everybody said, I tell you, I've seen it enough now. Every time somebody in any chat room, any on any part of the internet, because there's so many, everybody, yeah. Anyway, somebody says, "Oh, I got a cold." It's unbelievable. At least three people reply with their version of the cold remedy, perhaps I ought to make a jingle of it. What's my cold remedy? I'm going to give my cold remedies. My first one is don't get one. The preventative is vitamin D3. It's very cheap. It's made from lanolin, so it's non-destructive. It doesn't hurt any creature. It's just extracted from the natural wool process. And it's very good and available in vegan capsules, so even if you're gluten allergic, gelatin allergic, you can still eat these things. I was very fortunate that the guy I used to stay with in Scotland had a little business, and it sold health products. It's greenhealthwatch.com. Nick Anderson, little plug there for Nick. Great stuff. He sells all sorts of little products, and it's all stuff, you know, if you know about, if you want to learn about electrosensitivity, EMF fields, and chemtrails, he's been doing this stuff for years and years and years, and, you know, like a lot of people, has been kind of, you know, very marginalized, but he's got a great website there. I've been sort of his webmaster for the last 15 years, I think, since we've been doing this stuff. He sells some great products as well. One of them is the pinhole glasses, eco-friendly toothpaste, gluten-free soap, yeah, you know, stuff like that. And one of the things that he does sell is vitamin D3, and because he had a whole load that was out of date, I was just munching away on it. Since I started taking that, I could walk into a room of people with colds sneezing all over me, and it was like having an invisible barrier. It's like having, I don't know, walking around in a body condom or something. And sometimes if it was really bad, I would get a sniffle in the evening, you know, I'd like sneeze or something, and then I wouldn't. Then the next morning I would wake up and everything would be fine. So, cold remedy number one, don't get one. And that's using vitamin D3 as a prophylactic. Okay, so what happens if you do get one? Well, the other reason that you get colds is because you're tired. And you actually need, and that's not tired like as in tired you need sleep. Tired as in tired your energy has depleted and you've been doing things for everybody else. And so it's a cue for some me time, and usually you either get a signal, you get this feeling, oh, I really need a break, and you think, all right, oh, but I can't take a break, everybody's relying on me, and blah, blah, blah. Or some other sort of mental story that makes you work harder than you need to, what happens is that your body says, I'm still tired though, and so it throws itself open to whatever infection can come along and cause you to do what you were supposed to do in the first place, which is have a day of sleep, you know, have a duvet day. There are some days when you really should stay in bed and close the curtains, that would be the duvet day, and some people call it a mental health day. It has to be added to my call list to be of use, which means I need to log in as Wolf Spirit Radio, which means maybe I can try in the break. Okay, I'll log in my cell phone to the Skype, to the Wolf Spirit Radio Skype, so that I can do the paperwork with it, as it were, and add you. So yeah, do an add to that, and then it'll get redirected to me in due course. I hope so. Anyway, yeah. So many things to iron out, folks. So many things to iron out, and Skype is changing, which means that Skype now refuses to work on XP, and it also refuses to work on Linux. And will stop you from logging in if it knows what you're doing, which is a real pain in the ass. But I'm sure that somebody will find a new way around it. I'm sure that somebody will also find a way of using the Skype. You see, Skype. All right, so here we go. Let's talk about Skype. No, I was talking about cold remedies. Let me talk about cold remedies, then I'll talk about Skype. So cold remedies. Don't get cold. Get lots of rest. Get the rest when you need it. Yeah, hang on. What doesn't work? Alright, okay. Yeah. That I would come to that as well, about the mail outs. So, Number two, don't get a cold. You know, number two is get lots of rest and get the rest that your body has told you that it needs. And you'll always, if you get ill, it's because there's been a signal a couple of days ago that you felt tired or you felt fed up, or there was some feeling that you needed to make a change or that you needed a rest from something. So that was the next one. And I know, you know, oh, I'm a busy mother, I can't rest. We have, everybody's got an excuse, but you can delegate. I've been learning this trick. You know, you don't have to do everything yourself. You can delegate, and there are people who are only too willing to help. Everybody wants to help. Everybody wants to help. I mean, I found some. I just want to say thank you to particularly the people in the chat room here, to Beatrix and to Bright Eyes and to Dolly and to Tramjar and everybody here who have been helping us. Oh, hello, Bemis. Bemis, very interesting. I'd like to talk to you. Can you get in touch with me? Maybe not tonight, or just do a Skype connection with me or something. So, yes. So far, yes. That's my Linux. What, the pony is called Linux. All right. Or Angelica. Yes. Anyway, so... yeah, get colds. So once you got a cold, the best thing to do is your body is wanting to heal itself. The reason that you get the same symptoms no matter what bacterium you've got is because what your body is trying to do is to pasteurize itself, which means that it's raising its temperature to eliminate bacteria that live in cool temperatures, and then it drops your temperature so that the bacteria are killed that live in the warm temperatures, you know? So basically your body is sending in a kind of extreme signal, and it's swerving right and left to try and throw these bacteria off, and that's the idea of what your body's doing. So if you help it, so for instance, you know, if your body's getting really hot, wrap up, drink lots, sweat it out. That's what it's for. That's what it's doing. And then, of course, there's all the things you can take. The best thing I've found for if you've got I always get affected in my throat and get a sore throat, and then I get the cold. Probably at that stage, you could probably, you know, try and drink an awful lot of water. That's what it's doing. But why do you have a sore throat? To make you thirsty. To make you thirsty, to drink lots of water, to drink lots of water, to cleanse out your body. Yeah, simple. You know, your body is very sensible. It does really sensible things. It's an automated process. People often take their bodies personally, but really it's mostly automated processes that go on. Yeah. All right. So yes, yours is working on XP. That's good. If you do have Skype and it's trying to work, and you try to keep, go in and, stop it checking for updates. So there's a thing in the advanced section, in the advanced options, uncheck check for updates. Wow, this is a real roundup program. Anyway, by the way, if you are intending to call into a radio show and you're on Skype, what you need to do is set the mic adjuster so that it doesn't automatically adjust. You uncheck that and set your volume to be about somewhere just ahead of the middle. Just right in the middle, and that will give you a nice sound on your microphone, and it will stop all of the weird glitchy sounds that you get on Skype when people's it's trying to adjust for the sound in your room, and it sort of amplifies all the background noises and then drops them when you speak. You get this strange thing. So what's this say? Right. Oh, excellent. All right. Are you Bemis? All right. Mary is Bemis. Oh, I see. Very good. I will get you. Right. I understand now. Right. Okay, so the schedule. Maybe Trixie should come in. You can speak, can't you, Trixie? Do you want to give me a we'll try calling in on the landline number. Aha, somebody's calling. Maybe that is. Hello, who's that?
Hello, is that Trixie?
Yes, indeed.
My name's Matt. I go by the name of Dave UK on the chat book.
Dave UK, hello. And you're calling into the Glasgow number. Yeah. Excellent.
You just said to ring in. You've got a UK number now, aren't you? So I thought I'd ring in.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, nice to speak to you. Yeah, of course, because I heard your voice on the little tribute that you did for Dave the other day, which was lovely. Just tell us about that, would you?
Thanks for that. It was kind of off the cuff. The camouflage song, you know the words in it, don't you? It always reminds me of Dave. And obviously, me and my friend kind of run a bit of a... It's not a very good radio station like yours or anything. We just do a little broadcast on a Tuesday and a Sunday, and we have sort of sung that song before, you know, Camouflage. And it kind of goes on at some point during the night, and it kept getting delayed and delayed, and we didn't know when to put it on. And then I said to him, actually, can we do a bit of a tribute to... Like, see, my friend doesn't know. I'd never even heard sort of Dave, so all those spirits that matter. So what I thought I'd do is just put it on, and I just quickly told him what it was going to be for. So he didn't really know what I was doing at first. So basically, just wanted to do a little tribute, and then afterwards I thought, I'll email it you. It's not brilliant now, but
it's from the heart, my friend. It's from the heart,
yeah.
And that's what it's about. You know, we don't care if you're A-list or if you're D-list or Z-list. You know, it's from the heart. That's where we're about. So, we're gonna produce a page. I think we have produced a page, and I'll put a link in on the website to have like a memorial page for Dave, where people can post things like videos and maybe audios or just a picture or whatever you want, as long as it can be displayed on a web page and presented on a web page. You could have a three-dimensional animation that kind of pops out of your screen. If you can put it on a web page, do it. We'd be very happy, no matter what, you know, even if it's just a few words in text. It's all about the heart, and this is how we all connect. We're all on the red road. We all have red blood in ourselves. So thank you. So thanks very much for doing that, Dave. And what's the name of your radio station?
It's not ours. It's called Gorton Online Radio, but it doesn't have many shows on it. It kind of plays just a mix of music all day long, and then on a Tuesday night and a Sunday night, it kind of just goes over to us, and just basically just put on cheesy music, nothing exceptional, nothing modern. And but it's nice to talk to you, anyway.
Yes, indeed, Dave. It's really good. I mean, I've been broadcasting for years, but in America. I mean, on American stations. And it's really nice to get some UK people. We've got coming along in a few, well, hopefully in the next few weeks, next couple of weeks, we're bringing in a new producer. And he lives not far from me in a place called Dallas, yes, in Scotland. And it's... You know, it's only about 3 miles from where I am, as the crow flies. But he'll be online. So, and he's from now. Where is he from? Now I don't. He'll probably murder me if I say he's from Lancashire and he's from Yorkshire, and or if he's from Yorkshire, he's from Lancashire. I don't know. Anyway, he's a northerner.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, so we'll hopefully be putting on. We'll be getting some more UK based shows. We've also got Swami. He'll be coming online as a producer soon, and he's in the Netherlands. So, this is a kind of fulfillment of the dream that we had about it years and years and years ago. And the dream was that there are many, many independent radio stations, each of which connects to a portal network. And basically, you can go to a schedule, and there'll be a kind of concentrator. Let's put it like a concentrator, so a multiplex. So basically, you might have your show Tuesday 10 till 12, and then somebody else might have a show Tuesday 12 till 12 till 2, etc. And the aggregator, that's the word, that the there's an aggregator channel that you can listen to that will pull in all of the stations, and you just need to listen to tune into one station, and that's the way they all connect together. That's the idea anyway. And then the other idea was that there were many producers around the world who, if one of them suffered from communication problems, if they were being hacked or something like that, then the Skype call could just continue with another person who was set up elsewhere. Does that make sense?
I've heard you say that on the radio, actually. It's a good idea.
Yeah, so this is the beginning of a very large network. And it's not me. It's not my idea, it's an idea. Because I know that thoughts are things that have people. You know, I don't claim to have this idea. This is an idea that has been... It's hanging in front of us. This is the way we're going. This is like our direction, our destiny. And it's happening with other stations as well. So Awake Radio is doing exactly the same thing. So, like I said, it's not my idea. It's just the way things are going, and so, you know, you could, for instance, collect together with other people who have got their radio stations and create a cheesy music portal, where you don't have to have one person who's DJing all the time. You just rotate all the different producers.
Well, I hope it all comes off.
Hubs.
A lot of work for you, isn't it?
Well, no, that's the thing. The idea is to reduce the amount of work, and what I do is then end up training people. Yeah, then I end up training trainers, and then I don't have to train anybody anymore. I can go on and do other things like making bird tables.
Pyramids.
Building pyramids, yes. Yeah. Making organite, making shungite jewellery. By the way, if anybody wants some shungite jewellery, I've got a new batch in. I can pick you out a really nice chunk, make you a nice little pendant for you, and just get in touch with me, I'll send one out, and I've got various little things that I do, and I just haven't had time to do any of them recently. All I've been doing is to water the plants and to feed the chickens. That's my
chickens.
Chickens, yeah.
Yeah, I used to live on a farm with chickens, minding their own.
They're great. I'm they're like little robots, pre-programmed.
Yeah, I got given some like. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I got given some of that organite. The week I was visiting some friends down in Devon, which is where the name Dave comes from. Dave in Devon, Mark in Manchester. And I've been having really vivid dreams with that stuff. Next to my head in the bed. It's really interesting stuff.
What's your experience of when you first picked it up? You thought, oh, what's this weird? Because it looks weird, doesn't it? It's something that you don't see in your normal day. The closest thing you get is those old 70s paperweights that had little flowers in them. You know what I mean?
When I picked it up straight away, I recognised it was resin. But it kind of like it looked unusual because I thought, well, hang on a minute, it's not anything I've come across before. I've used to, I've done a lot of fiberglass resin and stuff like that in the past, so So I was looking at it and thinking, oh, it's nothing like... So I kind of just sort of dismissed it, put it to one side, and it was only in the next sort of over the next few days I kind of realised, oh, it's something to this stuff. But I've, I got given two pieces of it. One to put next to my bed, to cut off this... I was told to put it in between me and kind of like Wi-Fi devices, which I don't know if that's right or not. And one for my car, to put in the car to increase fuel economy. But I kind of ended up just getting the biggest piece of it and just shoving it in my bedroom, which seemed quite a nice, effect, actually.
Excellent. So, if I may, I can give you an idea of how it works. Are you interested?
Yeah.
Okay, so... Are you electrical? Do you understand electrical?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you understand that a capacitor is like a battery, isn't it?
Yeah.
It stores charge, and the way it does that is that it's got plates, and the electrons just kind of crowd around and sit on those plates, and it likes to sit at edges and surfaces and things like that. And points. So if you've got a piece of metal that's got lots of points on it, the electrons like to kind of gather to it. All right. So if you've got flakes of metal, then you're going to create a large amount of surface area for electrons to gather onto. All right. So that's stage one. That's what the metal flakes are. Okay. Now, you understand the piezo principle, yes?
I know what it is, but I don't understand the principle, no.
Okay, do you smoke cigarettes?
No, but I know the piezo electric thing and the clicker thing.
Yes, the little clicker thing, and you've probably taken a few apart in your time.
Yeah, that little, it's got a little quartz crystal in it.
That's right. Okay, yeah. So there's a little hammer, a little hammer action, that hammers that piece of quartz, and it squeezes out enough voltage to cross a kind of, you can get a 3-4 millimeter spark there, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, I don't know what spark gap in air is exactly, but it's something like 10,000 volts a centimeter or something like that. No, maybe 1,000 volts a centimeter. Yeah. To make a spark, you need that amount of energy to make it jump across to ionize it.
Yeah.
So, you're looking at quite a lot of energy out of this tiny little piece of crystal hit by a hammer.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's happening there is that the crystal lattice of the quartz is held in such a way. Imagine you could have, say, a net bag that is full of ping pong balls, and it's really quite tight, and it's all the balls are kind of, they're all stacked together quite nicely. But if you then jump on top of that, the holes in the bag are big enough to allow some of the ping pong balls to squeeze out.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening with electrons that are being held in the crystal. You see?
Yes.
So the crystal is acting as a kind of electrical sponge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So, piezo principle is that if you compress that sponge, electrons are going to pop out. Okay? Energy will flow. Electricity will flow. And so, if you squeeze a crystal slowly, these electrons will pop out. And then, because you've got electrons that are hanging around on these pieces of metal, when the crystal expands itself again, it will then draw the electrons out of the capacitor that is the metal flakes. Does that make sense?
Kind of. When you say metal flakes, are you talking about metal flakes in the resin?
Yes. Do you remember what I was saying, that the metal flakes are acting as a capacitor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when the pressure is reduced, or when the sponge sort of naturally reverts to its the crystal naturally reverts to its natural form, it will then create a vacuum, which will then draw in those electrons that have been sitting on the plates.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. It does. Yeah.
Okay. And then what happens is that inside the resin, because the, and this is the clever bit, this is the really, this is how Orgonite works, right? When you make this stuff, the resin shrinks when it sets, when it cures. And that exerts an all-round pressure on the crystals.
Right.
Right, yeah, now you get it. The pressure is what causes the thing to work. And it acts as a pump because the pressure is there all the time. The crystal's internal desire to revert back to its normal form, to squeeze itself back out again. The build-up of electrons that are on the plates all creates a process which works like a kind of electron pump. Okay, so now if you've got a form and you've got, say, at the base, you've got some metal particles, and then above it you've got pieces of crystal that are being held under pressure, you've got a fountain. You see?
Yeah.
And that's how Orgonite works. So, now you know how it works, you got an idea of where to put it. Because you want to put it around places where there's an excess of energy that can be soaked up by these little sponge pumps.
Yeah.
Okay? And the thing that people do is that they make pieces of Orgonite. And you can, you know, you can make this out of, you can take the worst kind of crystal, you know, the really, like, the cheapest form. You know, if you go to, a granite quarry, you probably get loads of it for free. And then you can get it into any form of powder or whatever you like. And then you mix that with your Orgonite, with your resin and metal flakes that you can get from, key cutters, manufacturing plant, you know, engineer, you know, they would love you if you could say to them, I'll take your metal powder, you know, your swarf, they call it, isn't it? Swarf.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you know a guy who's, or you know somebody who works at a machine shop, you know, one of the, you know, mates from school or probably something like that, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Because, you know, I understand that because, you know, from your accent, I can see that, you know, you're in the very, the place where there is a lot of plant, you know. Up here, there's a lot of plant as well, you know, up in Scotland. But, you know, I wouldn't say this to someone living in Somerset, but I would, yeah. Go and find me an apple, maybe, yeah?
Well, the lady who makes this stuff down in Devon, I'm starting to think now where she got it from, unless she's going around drilling holes in things.
Well, you see, a lot of it has started. So where it started was in about the... Right. Wilhelm Reich discovered, you know, kind of publicized the idea of Orgon. And it appears to be the energy that holds clouds together.
Ooh.
And so when... he would experiment, right? And the thing that he created was called a cloud buster, and it was
JP.
I'm sorry.
Hello.
You lost me.
I can hear you, but I think the phone that I'm on is going flat.
Ah, right.
That's very well. That's very good preparation on my part, isn't it?
It's a good time.
Hang on a minute. I've got another phone here. Let me just check. Let's give the ones charged up a bit more. Oh no, that won't work. Oh, I'm sorry about that, JP. I think this ship is sinking.
Oh, bless your heart. Listen, it's been brilliant.
Oh, sorry about that, JP.
No problem, man. It's been brilliant to talk to you. Connect me if you're interested in doing more. You know, learning a bit more about internet radio. This is my speciality, it seems. Aside from being a broadcaster, you know, actually setting the things up.
It's a nightmare, isn't it? We've had loads of problems. We've
kind of come to the conclusion that the internet connection that my friend's got in his house is just not up to the job, because obviously being a Sunday night, a lot of people on the internet, and in the area, it's been sort of used up a bit too much, and basically, we've kept getting thrown off, if you like, from the server.
Well, there are solutions, of course. I mean, one thing is pre-record, although live is always good. But anyway, yeah, get in touch, Dave. This number currently gets through.
Idea. I think I will do. Thanks very much, JP.
God bless you, mate. Thank you very much. Thanks for calling. Thank you. I will. And thanks for calling.
Good night.
How lovely, Dave from UK. Hang on, let's just put that in the front there. Dave, UK. There we are. So that was lovely to speak to Dave there. So yeah, people are doing it. People are getting these things together. Organite. So there you go. A little discourse on Organite. How it works, why it works, and what crystals do, and why resin makes Organite work. It's the resin. It's not plastic. It's not. It's an organic material. It's like tree resin. You know, it's a purified form of the stuff that you get out of pine trees, it's gooey. It's stinky. It's really quite an unpleasant thing to work with, but you kind of get used to it. I mean, I remember the smell of it is a very particular smell, and you'll recognize it if you've ever used this material they call isopon or car filler, putty. Whenever there's a thing that you mix two pieces together, you have a large kind of bulky stuff, and then you've got a little tiny bottle or squeezer of hardener, and you mix the two together, and it kind of gets hot, and then it cures, and it sets rock hard. And anyway, that's the sort of stuff we're talking about. Araldite, if you use araldite glue. It's, as Dave said, the material you use for making fiberglass. Basically, fiberglass is this material with a woven glass mat inside it. And, you cover the thing because it's a soft cloth. You can just kind of cover it, and then you paint this stuff on over your mold. And then when you take the mold away, you've got your body, like a canoe or a car wing or something like that, or a bonnet, something like that. Whatever you make out of the fiberglass material, it makes. You can make something that is large and flat and holds itself. Ah, yes. Yes, cat videos. Clear as mud. Well, look, it's... It might not be your position to... need to understand the actual working of it. All you need to do is know that it works, and you can feel the effects of these things. It's not like somebody needs to tell you that's what we do, this is how it works or anything. People do try to sell you things, but I would say the best way of discerning the truth is to listen. If you understand it, I mean, if I'm not talking rubbish, it makes sense. Even if it sounds kind of garbled or something, there's a picture that comes across, because what you're experiencing is called cognitive resonance, the opposite of cognitive dissonance. And oddly, it's when there is a B flat and an E in someone's voice. So you have both when you're, and it's essentially, it's the sound of your heart and the sound of your head in harmony, in sync, in working together, and that's what we call cognitive resonance, and it's how you recognize the truth. It's your BS meter, and one BS meter for me is, if I can't hear somebody, if somebody's explaining something, and my mind drifts off, or I can't get my head around what they're talking about. Indeed, if you're trying to get your head around something, it means your heart can't get around it. Yeah, because your head's the only thing that'll go for it, but the heart, I ain't getting there. I ain't touching that. So, you can use these cues for discerning whether something's true or not, even if it might sound like it's you know, there basically that there are pictures coming across. So if you want to picture what organite's like on the inside in terms of a kind of really kind of simple cartoon, it's like a whole load of aerials receiving a whole load of energy that goes into a whole load of batteries that then gets sent out to a big bellows full of sponges that is squirting out purified energy. There's organite in a cartoon. All right, you've got lots of crystals. Excellent. Yes, I mean, sometimes I get to talk to crystals. I have very basic conversations with them. Some people, and there's this amazing video of a kid. He's about 8. You know, when he's a teenager, you'll probably forget all this stuff. But he's about 8, and he talks completely deadpan about this crystal array that he's made. And basically, you've seen what they call a crystal grid. It's basically you take a whole load of crystals and you place them point to point, end to end, and you make like a flower or some other design with it. And so he's got the coffee table and he's got this great big crystal there, and he's got these other big crystals there, and they're all standing up and these others are lying down, and he's explaining how the crystal grid works. Somebody will be able to post this video. I'm sure a lot of us have seen it, but it's incredible. This kid just is you know, obviously a crystal kid, you know, seventh ray soul with and he's totally in touch with the crystal energy. And he says, all right, over here, this is a receiver, and this pulls in all the dark energy, and he's got dark crystals in there, and it's surrounded by these other crystals, and then these, like, you imagine like a crystal wire, you know, a line of crystals all laid end to end, that takes it to a central place, and on the central place there's this other crystal that does this other jiggly, and then that gets sent up back into the cosmos. And he's describing that, and his mum, who's filming this thing, is saying, well, how do you know all this? And he said, the crystals told me. She said, why the crystal told you? And he said, right, every crystal has what he calls a key, and if you press that key, the crystal will talk to you. You just hold it up to your ear and the crystal talks to you. That's how he set that grid up. The crystal told him all of this. How amazing is that? Anyway, it's a bit, I got all my music timed up out really weird this evening. However, I just want to dedicate a track to my dear four-legged resident that has been staying with me for the last week, who's gone. I can relax, I can walk barefoot in the house. Bless his heart, I can go out of the house and I can come back in, or I can go out and I can leave the doors open. Oh, Pip, he's such a sweetheart. He's like having a very nervous kind of teddy bear with teeth. I don't know, he's gorgeous. He's a beautiful, beautiful husky Malibu, and you can't go anywhere without him. He howls the house down if you step outside into the garden, and of course I can't let him outside into the garden because of the hens. It's you know, like having a wolf in the house and hens in the garden. Yeah, what do you want? Anyway, so it's been quite an interesting week, as well as doing all this stuff on the radio. So this is for Pip. Put him up to the speakers, Nick. There we go. The completely zany Mercury powered yeah, Frank Zappa. You know, his dad used to work for a chemical company. He was part of the military industrial complex, right? And I read Zappa's autobiography once, and he said that when he was a kid, his dad used to bring home mercury from work, you know, because he worked in the chemical plant and all this, you know, bomb manufacturing, you know, and mercury was freely available. You know, nowadays, you know, we totally freak out when mercury is around. But anyway, so when he was a kid, he used to play with mercury, and you know, it is a fabulous thing to have. And he says he remembers that when he was a child, his carpet sparkled because it was covered in tiny globules of mercury. That guy must have had so much mercury poisoning. Now, he died of prostate cancer. You know, his voice got really, really slurred towards the end, and it took a long time for him to kind of go away. And but I'm imagining that he may have ingested it a little bit, you know, maybe a tiny bit. And where does it end up? It ends up at the bottom of your body, you know, where's that? So, whatever. So in memory of Frank Zappa, Dave liked a bit of Frank Zappa as well, particularly, this was, you know, that was the Husky Song Suite, you know, again, dedicated to my dear little friend Pip, who's currently cozying up in bed with his favourite teenage girl. That's great. Yeah, we used to play with mercury as well. Dolly's saying she used to play with mercury. I used to play with mercury when I was a kid. You know, nowadays you can't, you know, you can't go near it. Oh, it's terrible. You have to hazmat suits if you break a light bulb. Yeah, and exactly. Light bulbs, right? These little pigtail things, you know, the folded little fluorescent tube, tiny fluorescent tube things. Energy-saving light bulbs, as they were called. When did they come out? Anyway, so there's been a whole bunch of those. Because LED technology couldn't make it at the time. Now we've got really bright LED technology that, so, you know, I'm sitting here and all the lighting provided in this room is by LED. Well, people say it's cold. Yes, it's cold. What cold means, it doesn't have that, energy slurping quality that old fashioned light bulbs have, which is what they was the warm. But you can put that back because, you can actually stick the frequency back. You can get LED. And there's a thought. Now, if you want to make a fortune, here's a thing that you can do, is you want to create an LED light that is a combination light that has the same lights as you get in a Grolux bulb, because there are two frequencies that that plants need to grow, and they use them at different times. One of them is 660 nanometers, and that's a red orange color. And the other one is, I think it's 435 nanometers or 415 nanometers, which is a blue. So your Grolux bulbs come out as a kind of blue-red, sort of purpley sort of color. But it's essentially a mix of those frequencies. Now, if you want to make a light feel warm, then you want to put that 660 nanometers in, because 660, right? 660 nanometers is the color that we see as warmth, because it's the it's indeed the frequency that is the carrier wave of our nervous system. You know, you might think that your nervous system carries electricity. Well, it's only electricity when it's at the junctions. The rest of the time, it's light. It's very like a telephone system. It's analogous to your telephone system, because you've got exchanges that have your electrical connections to your telephones, and then it goes off into a multiplexer, into a single fiber optic cable, and traverses the course of thousands of miles or hundreds of miles to the next station. That's exactly what a nerve does, and the frequency that it uses is 660 nanometers. So that frequency is ubiquitous in nature, so it's probably something to do with iron. I have to check that out. But if you get a high brightness 660 nanometer LED, and you stick a battery onto it, or even a laser. You can see lasers of that color as well, that frequency. You can then point it at acupressure points or acupuncture points in your body, and basically you're kind of injecting the same kind of energy into it. And I imagine that if you had a 60 nanometer reader, you could put that on an acupressure point and read various signals, read your chi levels and things like that, probably. Yeah, still got a drop of tea. I can't believe that I went into the kitchen. Oh, I did. I boiled the kettle, but then the song was ending. That's right. So I'm going to have to go in and make another one soon. Put some more music on. Any requests? I'll put on that ink spot. So. Anyway, so yes, I dropped some on the floor. It's, oh, mercury. Oh yes, mercury. Yes, indeed. So yes, Frank Zappa and mercury, and indeed, you know, mercury is a global problem, because, as Wolf Baby says, it's impossible to gather. The way you gather it is you push one ball towards another, but you can't really do that. I think you can do it with a magnetic field. I think you can move mercury with a magnetic field, so it may be possible to kind of create a kind of vacuum cleaner that creates a swirling magnetic field that'll suck up all the mercury in a environment. Well, there's a little invention for people. You know, what moves mercury? What causes mercury to gather together? Can it use frequency? Is there a frequency that's associated with mercury? That might be interesting. Mercury is also very interesting because gold is impervious to most things except mercury. Mercury eats gold, and it's used as a solvent. It's weird stuff. A solvent like alcohol or water, mercury dissolves metal. Isn't that cool? Anyway, so chemical structures, mercury, Frank Zappa. So that's where that came from. So that all went to the husky, cold. Yeah, that's right. Let's get back to the colds, because cold cure number three is if you get the cold and you've been drinking, and you make yourself as hot as you can, as cold as you can, when your body dictates it. You know, work with the energy of it. Don't think that it's like attacking you. This is the thing, you know. People think, "Oh, I'm being attacked by a disease," and actually, the disease, or what I call, what you call disease, is actually, for me, it's a conversation. It's your body is having a conversation with you, and your body tells you all sorts of things, and we just don't listen. It's like, you know, we ignore the cries of the natural world, i.e. the our body nature. We don't deal with our emotions enough. Certainly there's been quite a few emotions recently. Yes, hemoglobin and chlorophyll, that's correct. That's something to do with... now I think it's chlorophyll is copper. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think chlorophyll is copper, and hemoglobin is iron, but they're essentially the same molecule with a different kind of power supply, probably. Yeah, I'm sure. There we go. Where is it? Chlorophyll is the one we used to breathe that has iron. Yeah, it's because of the macromolecule. Yeah, the geometry of the macromolecule. Yeah, so yeah, it's something to do with the central elemental process that's at the center of those two compounds. But it's quite amazing, you know, because if you add iron, it converts oxygen to... What does it convert oxygen to? Electricity? No, it doesn't. Hemoglobin absorbs... Oh, that's right. Hemoglobin absorbs an oxygen that can then donate to the cells. That's right. Yeah. And you don't want to make carboxyhemoglobin. Ooh, aspartame. Somehow, my mind drifts over to the subject of aspartame, and the poisoning that you get with aspartame is often, is sometimes, let's say sometimes, a build-up of methanol in the body. Now, if you're somebody who wants to remain healthy and hasn't smelt the coffee yet, you'll be drinking lots of aspartame-type drinks because they're sugar-free, which is supposed to be good for you, right? They're sugar-free. And what these drinks contain is a material called aspartame or aspartame or aspartame. I don't know how to pronounce it. it's the chemical by a thousand names. It was almost illegally put onto the market by Dr. Death Donald Rumsfeld. If you put him in a Nazi uniform, you see, you know, that, yeah, there he is. He's SS, you know. Look at those cheekbones. Anyway, Donald Rumsfeld introduced in the 70s this chemical into the food system of the planet. And it's essentially a GMO bacteria byproduct, in the same way that cow manure is a byproduct of cows. That is then, it has a neural effect. It's an excitotoxin. It's actually a poison, and it makes you get a bit giddy. So the thing that happens in your body is that this stuff metabolizes to some awesome things: formaldehyde and methanol. Now, your body can just—I think it deals with the formaldehyde just about—but the methanol. The problem with methanol is that your body experiences methanol like a drunk. You know, it's like getting drunk on it. Or getting sick on drunk, you know. But your body can't metabolize methanol unless it's got ethanol to help it metabolize. So, and this is the bizarrest thing, if you drink vodka with your Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi, it helps you metabolize the material out of your body. That's the point I was getting to. Because there is a woman who is in jail, and you can do a search for her, and I don't know if she's still in jail, but she was jailed because her husband died of methanol poisoning, and he was a bodybuilder, and he was a health fitness freak. And rather than attribute the cause to the poison that he was ingesting day by day, thinking he was doing himself a favor, was actually poisoning him. And because he didn't drink, his body built up with methanol and he died. And they found he had methanol poisoning, and they blamed the wife, and she's in jail for it. So, brothers and sisters, Dr. Death is responsible for at least death, at least disease, and wrongful imprisonment. Don't drink the stuff. All I'm saying, diet drinks make you fat, make you ill, give you lupus. There's all these weird diseases that is going on, you know, and teenagers are getting all these weird diseases. Yeah, lupus, Crohn's disease, all these things, leaky gut syndrome. And it's because they're drinking aspartame. Brothers and sisters, do yourselves a favor. Get rid of people. If they insist on drinking aspartame, tell them that this is your karma. I've told you this is poison, and you will die a horrible death if you keep drinking this stuff. And it's part of the probably Agenda 21. So you know, basically, I just want to have a quick word about aspartame. It's also called NutraSweet. It goes by many names. You can tell if it's there. There's also sometimes a warning. Warning, this material may contain a source of phenylalanine. Which is another byproduct of the decomposition of aspartame, like formaldehyde and methane and methanol and all stuff. Anyway, yeah, always blame the spouse. So, yeah. So basically, you know, I was talking about the way the body reacts and the way the body works, and there are things that we kind of understand nowadays that we didn't understand, you know, when I was a kid. And when I was growing up, but now we understand them a bit better. I was just checking. I think I need to put the put another tune on. In fact, what I'm going to put on is we were having a conversation before, so it's did I keep it? There we go. This is the Ink Spots. I don't want to set the world on fire.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you, no other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love, and with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
I don't want to set the world on fire, honey. I love you too much. I just want to start a great big flame down in your heart. You see, way down inside of me, darling, I have only one desire, and that one desire is you. And I know nobody else ain't gonna do.
I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love, and with your admission that you feel the same,
I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
The delightfully weird Portishead. So that was the Mr. Ons. Yes, I managed to get the stove lit and my cups of tea are beside me, enough for a show in a bit now. So, yeah, the crazy world of Arthur Brown. Yeah. yeah, so, light my fire. Yeah. Actually, maybe I should... Hey, as a request, does anybody want to hear my band's acoustic version of Light My Fire? Just put a hands up in the chat room. I'll put it on if you want. Yeah, why not? So, yeah. It's so lovely to be here, and you're all in the chat room there and having a good little natter, and it's I feel like we're in a kind of living room kind of situation and just like cool. This is a delightfully weird thing. I introduced Solaris Blue Raven to it the other day. She'd never heard Portishead. I thought, you know, this has got to be right up her street. It certainly was. For me, any band that uses a theremin in their music, any band that uses a tremolo, that's the ra-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, any track that's got a tremolo on it, any track that's got slide guitars that go any tracks that got a theremin in them, you can guarantee that I'd love it, you know. They have some nice throbbing harmonics there and the theremin, Portishead are definitely on my list of great bands. Okay, yeah, player, I've had one request. I need three. I need threes. Oh, Dolly's got one. Yeah, okay. All right. Is that a handout? I don't know what ZX means. See, what you have to understand is I don't read the chat room from the same from the same software as you do. So I just see like bracket ZX bracket or bracket S bracket. Okay, so let's see if I can just quickly dig it out. So it's on Delta Recordings, Steel Badge, 0804, Lighting My Fire. Put it over the transfer role folder, and we come down to the transfer folder in the public domain. There it is, Light My Fire. Where is it? Just scroll through. Oh, there we are. Very good. Right near the top. And up on and beyond, and there we go. So here we are, Steel Badge acoustically lighting fires. Thank you. steel badge there. Lighting fires and keeping them alight. I hope it's still working. I hope it's still burning in there. It should be. And there's the think tank calling, so I better wait for them to all. Yeah. So, yeah, it's been it's been a kind of fireside chat this afternoon, really, because I don't know. There's a lot kind of going on within the station and the team and the, you know, what you know, the wolf pack, the idea, what we're going to do, how we're going to keep it all together, all these things. They're all still. Oh yes, there's the fire. It just told me it's still burning. Well, are there any normal people here? Normal, yes. I think what Dolly's referring to, excuse me, is Dolly's referring to most music here nowadays is like it's heavy. It's what we used to call heavy metal is normal music these days, and it's all part of the dystopian agenda. Anyway, so thank you very much for indulging me. That's my band, and that was me playing the guitar, and I'm still perfecting it, and but it's really enjoyable. It's a really enjoyable thing to just play on acoustic guitars and sing in harmonies and be all sweet and stuff. Anyway, what else have we got to talk about? Where are we? Have we got any other... Well, right. What neutralizes the aspartame? Yes, not using it. It's the you get a methanol buildup in your body if you don't drink alcohol, ethanol. You see, ethanol and methanol are two forms of alcohol, but your body only recognizes that it's got ethanol in its system. That's why methanol is a poison, and the way you get methanol out of your body is you give your body some ethanol, and then it sort of kicks it in, and it's like a disguise. It, for some reason, we can't detect methanol and deal with it, and that's why we're poisoned by wood alcohol, which contains methanol. So yeah, let me just check more things. Yeah, what new? I think if we could make Monsanto or whatever that company is that makes it these days. If we could cause them to go bust, that would be a really good thing. And then we could grow the thing called stevia, which does this marvelous job of fixing the sugar problem. I don't know. Sugar's great. It's bad for the teeth. Destroys your brain. It's the first addiction. My grandfather was a sugar dealer and tobacco dealer and propaganda dealer, but back in those days he was a tobacconist and confectioner and newsagent. Well, that's what he did. Anyway, so, well, most boring 5 minutes of your life. All right. Oh, I had a normal spill once. There we go. So, I hope you've enjoyed the fireside chat today. I just fancied playing a bit of the music that I like, that I do. I got loads of stuff, and I should play more. You often actually hear some of my compositions on jingles that I've made for Wolf Spirit Radio and for Revolution Radio, and they're often like bits of work that I've kind of half finished. In the past, there was one actually. Shari Edwards liked a whole one of my songs, which was, it was called "Intoxication," I basically did a special edit for her to make a theme tune for her show on Revolution Radio. I wonder if I still got that somewhere. Yeah, all these tunes. Yeah, and obviously the tune that you hear at the beginning of my show, which is called "Seven Steps to Heaven." That's quite fun. Let's see, Sherry. There you go. Right. So, yeah. This is Sherry's one, and this is a piece of music that I did behind it.
Do you hear the words but just don't believe the speaker? Your intuition says lies, but you have no way to prove the deception. Sonic Polygraph Software can create computerized evaluations that provide insight into a speaker's validity and intentions. Direction for Truth Radio can provide tools and solutions to help you make well-informed decisions. You have a right to know. Shari Edwards will help expose the cover-ups, provide substantiation to support your gut instincts, and out those who think we have no way of getting to the truth behind the manipulation. You're listening to Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com.
Yeah, so that was actually, I have to say that I'm so pleased with that little song. The original song of that, one night I was laying awake, and I was living in a trailer at the time, and I had a studio. I was laying awake in my trailer, and I couldn't sleep because this tune kept coming around my head, and then I couldn't sleep, and these lyrics came in my head, and it wouldn't let me sleep. I just had to get up, so I got up, got a piece of paper, and I wrote down the lyrics, the whole lyrics, all of them in one go, bridge and all, and the next day I went into the studio and I got on the guitar and I sang the song and I got on the drums and I played the drums to it. I got on the bass guitar and I played the bass to it and played the lead guitars to it and remixed it and bang. And basically it was as if a whole bunch of people who were me got together, jammed a song and then recorded it, because it was totally, totally spontaneous. So it's got that, and I didn't really correct it very much. I just let it happen because of its energy and vibration. So, with that, brothers and sisters, this is Wolf Spirit Radio. This is the song that I was telling you about. This is called 7 Steps to Heaven, and it's available on my SoundCloud site, which is, I think, linked from my Ever Beyond Radio. If it isn't, it will be. All right, loves. Thanks very much. It's been lovely to hang out with you all. It's been a great fun. We're going to get some good guests on soon. Not that we haven't had some good guests in the past. In fact, we've had some brilliant guests in the past. Let's go. I'll see you later.
Beyond.